今年全国一卷的作文真的真的太有水平了。
The essays in this year's national exam are really amazing.
符合高考作文贯通性的标准，又新颖。
Meets the standards of coherence and originality in high school entrance exams.
又让那些选择困难症的同学无从下手。
This leaves those with indecision paralyzed.
你说不好写吧？
You say it's not good write.
好像什么都能写。
It seems like anything can be written.
你说好写吧？
You said it's easy to write.
怎么写才能拿高分呢？
How to get a high score?
好。
Okay.
今天我们就来拆解一下全国一卷的作文。
Today, let's break down a full-length essay from a national exam.
我们还是先看题目。
Let's look at the question first.
题目是这样的，词语
The title is
是表达思想情感的载体
is a carrier of thought and emotion.
也是展现社会生活变化的窗口。
It also shows the window of social life groups.
当前世界之变
Current world changes
时代之变
Changes in the times
历史之变
Historical changes
正以前所未有的方式展开青年是成为新的
Young people are now more and more accustomed to new things
在你的成长过程中
During your growth
你对哪一个词语的理解发生了变化
Which word's meaning has changed?
这变化有你成长的印记。
This change bears the mark of your growth.
对你有特殊的意义。
It has a special meaning for you.
以上材料引发了你怎样的联想和思考?
What associations and thoughts did the above materials evoke in you?
请写一篇文章。
Write an article.
这道题最容易踩坑的地方。
The most common mistake in this problem is
便是写成我的成长故事
This is the story of my growth
这类记叙文若选择写议论文
If this narrative is chosen to be written as an argumentative essay
就要跳出个人叙事
Focus on personal experience
将我的经历延伸为当代青年群体的思考
Extend my experiences to inspire contemporary youth.
好，我认为这篇作文的核心利益不只阐述我对一个词语的理解发生改变。
I believe that the core benefit of this essay is not just to explain how my understanding of a word has changed,
而是借个人对词语认知的转变。
Instead, it is through the change in individuals' perception of words.
论证深层观点。
Argue for deep insights.
词语内涵的演变。
The evolution of the meaning of words.
映照出青年的成长轨迹与时代的发展变化。
Reflects the growth trajectory and changes in the times of youth.
简单来说。
In simple terms,
个人经历仅作为论据，文章
Personal experiences are only used as evidence in articles.
核心是提炼并阐释背后的道理。
The core is to extract and explain the underlying principles.
首先
First,
第一步选词有讲究。
The first step in choosing words is important.
要兼顾热度与撕片，内卷。
To balance popularity and the trend of internal competition,
躺平、上岸等网络热词贴合当下生活。
Lay flat and wait for the trend,
容易引发共鸣。
Easy to resonate with.
写作时
When writing,
切忌人云亦云。
Remember, don't just follow the crowd.
要跳出大众固有看法。
To break out of the conventional mindset,
做出多角度解读
To make multiple interpretations
体现独立思考
Demonstrate independent thinking
第二
Second
行文思路方面
Regarding the writing style
行文要有侧重。
The writing should be focused on argumentation.
经历为引，思考为主。
Primarily focused on hidden thinking.
避免通篇讲述个人故事。
Avoid telling a complete story about a person's life.
混淆文体，行文逻辑。
Confuse the question and disrupt the writing logic.
遵循，要以事例为辅。
Following should be based on examples.
以观点和思考为主。
Focus on viewpoints and thinking.
第三。
Third.
需要你的思维。
Need your mind.
懂辩证。
Understand dialectics.
客观看待过往认知。
Observing past knowledge.
不要简单否定曾经的想法。
Simply negate the idea that it has been.
成熟的表达是过去的理解。
Mature expression is the understanding of the past.
有其现实缘由。
It has its real reasons.
如今的认知是成长后的进阶。
Nowadays, cognition is the advanced stage of growth.
体现理性、沉稳的思维特质。
Demonstrates a rational and steady thinking trait.
第四。
Fourth.
需要你的语言重质感。
Need your language proficiency.
打造精炼金句。
Craft concise and elegant sentences.
善用意象。
Good intentions.
将抽象道理具象化，语句凝练隽永。
To make abstract principles concrete, to condense and make them lasting.
拒绝空洞堆砌辞藻。
Reject empty and verbose rhetoric.
做到言之有物。
To achieve tangible results.
简洁有力。
Concise and powerful.
好。
Okay.
接下来我来给大家做个示范。
Now I'll demonstrate for you.
我选的词是故乡，题目就用从故乡到故乡。
The word I chose is hometown, and I use it as from hometown to hometown.
用这种重复式来写。
Write a poem using this repetitive form.
从什么到什么。
From what to what.
用这种写法来暗示词语内涵的变化。
Using this style to imply changes in the meaning of words.
引人思考。
Thought-provoking.
第一段。
The first paragraph.
我们从个人经历切入。
We start with personal experiences.
用作文里的固定搭配。
Using fixed expressions in essays.
制造共鸣。
Create resonance.
用转折引出理解变化，点明精神的来处。
Lead into the origin of the spirit of understanding changes.
最后一句概括。
In summary.
成长轨迹
growth trajectory
这样中心论点清晰
this makes the main point clear
这样写故乡这个词曾是我作文里的固定搭配故乡的一草一木越是故乡名
the word hometown was a fixed phrase in my essays hometown every plant and tree the moon is hometown bright
那时我把它等同于老家一个春节回去
Then I equated it with the spring festival back home.
与平时遗忘的地方。
Places that are often forgotten.
直到我读过樊锦诗与敦煌的故事。
Until I read the story of the Tang Dynasty and the story of Dun Huang.
听过新农人返乡创业的新闻才恍然醒悟。
After hearing the news about new farmers returning to their hometowns to start businesses, I suddenly realized.
故乡从来不是地理坐标。
Home is not just a geographical location.
而是精神的来处。
Instead, it is the origin of the spirit.
对故乡的理解之变。
Changes in understanding of hometown.
见证了我从逃离到回归
Witnessed my escape and return
从索取到守护的成长
From acquisition to protection
然后第一个主体段落
Then the first main paragraph
我们的首句要亮出分论点
Our first sentence should highlight the main points.
从少时视角切入。
From a child's perspective.
用悬浮概念解释逃离心态。
Explain the concept of escapism with simple terms.
将个人经历与理论结合。
Combine personal experiences with theory.
增强说服力。
Enhance persuasiveness.
这样写，少时以为故乡是回不去的。
When I was young, I thought my hometown was a place I could never return to.
远方，总想逃离。中学时
Far away, always wanted to escape from middle school.
我渴望去大城市读书。
I long to study in a big city.
觉得故乡小城装不下梦想。
I feel that my hometown is too small to accommodate my dreams.
就像许多同龄人把走出去
like many of their peers,
当作成功的唯一标准。
The only criterion for success.
那时我的故乡等同于落后、狭隘、束缚。
Then my hometown was like a backward and narrow prison.
这种心态被社会学家项标称为悬浮。
This attitude is considered by sociologists to be a floating point.
既回不去
can't go back,
故乡
homeland,
也融不入城市
can't be integrated into the market,
在漂泊中找不到支点
lost in the wandering.
我曾是悬浮的一员
I used to be a member of the floating group.
对故乡的理解只停留在物理空间。
Understanding of hometown is limited to physical space.
看不到它的根系与温度。
I can't see his roots and temperature.
接下来
This is coming.
我们第二个主体段落。
Our second paragraph.
我用反警师事例突出使命。
I use the example of the anti-corruption poem to highlight the mission.
命认同，用新农人群
I agree with the new farmers
像呼应时代结尾
Like responding to the end of an era
用逃离与归来对比点明理解的变化
Contrast the understanding of the two
这样写
Write like this
如今明白故乡是精神的根系
Now I understand that my hometown is the root of my spirit.
值得我们反哺。
Worth learning from.
樊锦诗扎根大漠57年。
Fan Jinshi has rooted himself in the desert for 57 years.
把敦煌当作第二故乡。
Treat Dunhuang as a second home.
他说
He said,
此生命定，我就是个莫高窟的守护人。
This life is destined to be a guardian of Mongao.
他对故乡的理解不是地理的归属。
His understanding of his hometown is not geographical belonging.
而是使命的认同。
Instead, it is the identification with the mission.
新农人放弃城市高薪，返乡创业。
This farmer gave up a high-paying job.In the city to start a business in his hometown.
把手机变成新农具。
Turn your phone into a new tool.
在田野直播间为家乡代言。
Representing my hometown in a live broadcast.
他们让故乡不再是逃离的对象。
They made their hometown no longer an object of escape.
而是归来的舞台。
The stage of return.
我渐渐懂了。
I gradually understood.
故乡不需要你逃离。
My hometown doesn't need you to escape.
它需要你回来建设。第三个主体段落。
He needs you to come back and build the third paragraph.
我就用冯骥才事例拓展故乡内涵至文化根脉。
I use the influence of Feng Jikai to expand the connotation of hometown to cultural roots.
用李子柒事例展现故乡的现代传播。
Using Lai Zaikai's influence to showcase the modern interpretation of the countryside.
落脚个人行动。
Individual action.
体现成长。
Demonstrate growth.
这样写。
Right like this.
真正的成长
True growth.
是重新发现故乡的价值
The value of rediscovering one's hometown.
是并为之创造。作家冯骥才投身民间文化遗产保护
And also to create a writer, Feng Jikai, to devote himself to the protection of folk cultural heritage.
户奔走于古村落之间
Running through the ancient villages.
间他
He said,
说每一座古村落都是一部厚重的书
Each ancient village is a thick book.
书他的故乡不限于一
His hometown is not limited to a place.
地而是所有值得守护的文化根脉
Instead, it is all the cultural roots that deserve to be protected.
李子柒用短视频展现田园生活
Lai Zaikai uses short videos to showcase rural life.
让世界看见中国乡村的诗意
Let the world see the poetry of Chinese countryside.
他让故乡成为一种文化符号
He made his hometown a cultural symbol.
被更多年轻人重新认识
Re-recognized by more young people.
我也在思考
I'm also thinking about it.
我能为故乡做什么
What can I do for my hometown?
也许是记录他的故事
Maybe it's to record his story.
也许是学好专业后回来建设他
Maybe it's about learning a profession and then returning to build it.
接着我要写辩证段
Next, I need to write a dialectical paragraph.
拓宽故乡定义
Expand the definition of hometown
避免绝对化用根的意象收束
Avoid absolute use of the route's intention to conclude
可以这样写
Here is how it can be written
当然
Of course
并非所有人都要回到地理意义上的故乡
Not everyone wants to return to their hometown in a geographical sense
在异乡扎根把奋斗的地方当作
To take root in a foreign land and to consider it as a place of struggle.
第二
Second,
故乡也是一种选择
Homeland is also a choice.
重要的是无论身在何处
It is important to be wherever you are.
心中要有根对来处的敬畏
Have a sense of respect for where you come from.
对文化的认同
Cultural identity
对土地的深情
Keep love for Wenju
故乡在远方也可以在心上
Home can be in the distance But it can also be in the heart
接着
Then
我们要落脚青年
We need to attract young people
用锚点呼应前文
Respond to previous text with anchor links.
提出具体可行的行动
Propose specific and feasible actions.
建议贴近生活
Suggest to be close to life.
这样写作为新时代青年
Here's how to write for the new generation of young people.
我们重新定义故乡
We redefine hometown.
不把它当作简历上的籍贯
Don't make it a habit on your resume.
而是把它当作心灵的锚点。
Instead, treat it as a point of anchor for the soul.
假期回家时
When I go home for vacation,
多听听长辈的故事。
Listen to the stories of elders.
学有所成时
When you have achieved something,
想想能否为家乡做点什么。
Think about what you can do for your hometown.
哪怕只是一次支教
Even a single teaching experience
一场调研
A survey
一条短视频
A short video
都是在为故乡注入新的生命
All are contributing to the revitalization of their hometown
最后一段回扣标题
Last sentence return title
总结理解变化的意义
Summarize the meaning of change.
结尾用扎根、生长、开花三个动词。
Use three verbs that end with root, growth, and bloom.
这样意境就优美了。
This creates a beautiful atmosphere.
这样写，从回不去的远方到精神的家园。
From the unreachable distant land to the spiritual home.
我对故乡的理解之变是成长赠予我的礼物。
My understanding of my hometown has changed over time, and this is a gift that I have received through my growth.
原来，每一个词语都承载着生命的重量。
Every word carries the weight of life.
当我们愿意重新审视它，
When we are willing to re-examine it,
用心定义它，
carefully defined,
它便是在与这个世界进行更深情的对话。
It is in a deeper dialogue with the world.
愿我们都能找到自己的故乡。
I hope we can all find our own home.
并在那里扎根、生长、开花。老师写的这个作文。
Here is the essay written by the teacher who has been teaching in that school for a long time.
可以按照评分标准给到56分。
It can be given a score of 56 based on the scoring criteria.
如果还想更高分数，
If you want to get a higher score,
还可以这样调整，标题可以更狠一些。
Here are some alternative titles that can be more impactful.
可以更有张力一些。
It could be more suspenseful.
这样改。
Here's how to change it.
我曾想逃离故乡。
I once thought of escaping my hometown.
直到一盏灯把我照亮。
Until a light illuminates me.
然后是结尾，结尾可以重写。
Then the ending can be rewritten.
这样写，故乡。
Write about your hometown.
这个词，曾经是我青春词典里最想划掉的词。
This word was once the most hated word in my vocabulary.
如今我把它重新抄在扉页上
Now I've rewritten it on the title page
当作认识世界的第一行
As the first step in getting to know the world
我终于明白
I finally understand
一个人走的
One person is leaving
再远
Father
也不过是在用自己的脚步
Just by using their own feet
丈量故乡的半径
Measure the radius of the hometown.
最后，中间加一处反躬自问。
Finally, add a countermeasure in the middle.
用来增加痛感。
To increase pain.
加一句。
Add one more.
我问自己。
I'd ask myself.
如果我不是在那盏灯前停下。
If I hadn't stopped in front of that lamp.
而是在一辆开往省城的班车上与它擦肩而过。
And on a bus heading to the provincial capital, I brushed past him.
我对故乡的理解会不会到今天还停留在想逃离？这种假设性追问
Am I still stuck in the assumption that I want to escape my hometown?
会让论证更有张力。
This will make the argument more compelling.
你学会了吗？
Have you learned it?
大家可以动动手。范文
Everyone can use the following example.
随后发到群里。
Then post it to the group.
或者可以私信找我领取。
Or you can find me privately to get it.